99.7 DJX Morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Okay, so we're now officially into the Christmas season, correct? The holiday season. Everybody is got their decorations up, right?
I feel like yes. I feel like that happened a lot earlier than it has before.
You found this actually out of a mall in Canada. They decided to spruce up their little holiday decor by putting up, you know, a holiday Christmas tree, which is pretty normal, right?
Well, yeah. You know what? I think they had this before and it went away like 15 years ago and a new developer brought it back.
Well, and we're all thankful that this is the case because they brought back something that really reminds people of the little, the large doll in the Squid Game, Red Light, Green Light.
Uh-huh.
It's a bodiless face that's just attached to the Christmas tree. And the eyes move back and forth.
It has
big lashes.
Big lips.
And it talks, right? Or it sings?
Yes. And his name is Woody. Okay. We need to acknowledge that he's got a name.
Sure.
And apparently, according to Bonnie, mm-hmm. who lives in Ontario, because this is in Nova Scotia.
All right.
Bonnie said, "We lived in Dartmouth through Woody's previous reign of terror."
Okay.
"I hated that thing, especially because I worked at the mall and was forced to confront it every day."
Well, here, do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. This is what the bodiless face on the Christmas tree sounds like.
Woody.
"Thank you to Jimmy Fallon for the tremendous shout out from one iconic Christmas tree to another."
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So apparently Fallon saw this and shouted him out. And so now the Mike Mac Mall tweeted
Mick
that.
Mick Mac Mall, yeah.
Okay, the Mick Mac Mall then tweeted that video of the tree talking. It sounds creepy.
Well, listen, when Woody heard he was famous the United States, yeah, he had to respond.
Right. Okay, so I guess, are you loving it? Is it cute, creepy? What do you think?
I'm on the creepy side.
You're on the creepy side. All right.
On the line.
We've tweeted it out, by the way. You can take a look at it yourself and decide for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. But, you know, I think any one of our malls could adopt one of those, and it would be at least a conversation piece. Am I right?
It would terrorize young children.
By Thursday, but we got to get there first. High 68 Thursday, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. It's 99.7 DJX. Today, though, highs only in the 50s, upper 50s. So cloudy, very much the season for that. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. We always do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
So this is kind of a super scary situation. This woman, 68-year-old Linnell, she's a retired nurse. She was supposed to be driving west, mm-hmm. but got kind of turned around during a mountain snowstorm, skidded off the highway, fell deep into a rocky, wooded ravine.
Ooh, gosh, scary.
Now, her daughter, Amanda, that morning, she said her phone just rang and rang. It's not mm-hmm. typical. She always answers.
Yeah.
So she kind of got on the case, reported her mom missing pretty early to like all these surrounding area police stations.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried pinging the cell phone, but initially it kind of came up empty.
Right.
Then the deputies told her that her mom's phone pinged again near a certain mile marker. Turns out Linnell survived for 4 days while trapped with crushing injuries and a mangled car in freezing weather.
Oh my gosh.
By wrapping a bag of old sweaters around her, which were supposed to be donated. And, you know, she still had them in the car. So she was able to finagle a way to get those sweaters, wrap them around her wounds mm-hmm. and her body. And a rope rescue team ended up having to rappel down the embankment, found her cold, injured, and dehydrated, but she was awake.
Dang.
And they got her out of there.
Wow. Okay.
An amazing story. 4 days.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So thank goodness to her, you know, daughter never giving up on her and insisting she's still alive and we got to keep going looking for her. So we'll put the story up. We'll tweet it. Pretty insane.
At Ben and Kelly Show there. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. 99.7 DJX, Elton John. So he and Ed Sheeran have been teasing a Christmas collaboration. It had included several posts on Instagram of Elton and at a piano and Ed Sheeran wearing a green bedazzled tracksuit. Well, they've announced their new Christmas song. It's going to be released Friday. And it's going to have that kind of a Love Actually themed video to accompany it. So the video shows Ed kind of knocking on Elton's door. And this instrumental playing in the background. So I would imagine that this is going to be the backdrop to their Christmas song released on Friday.
Is Ed Sheeran and Keira Knightley in this?
Well, I think so, because in some of the other pictures, Ed is wearing like a Mrs. Claus sort of dress.
Okay, so Elton is her husband's best friend.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, we haven't had a really solid new Christmas song in years. Like, I feel like the only Christmas songs that are accepted are the old classics and then Mariah Carey.
Sure.
Like, even NSYNC, Merry Christmas, not a lot of people, I don't know, accept that as a real Christmas song. You know what I mean?
No, they do. It's one of the best.
I'm just saying, when you put on Christmas music, you're expecting like the Bing Crosbys, the Frank Sinatras, the old standards, right?
Well, no, listen, if we've learned anything about all the Christmas music that we have sprinkled in here on the DJX radio box, NSYNC is a standard classic.
Sure, NSYNC makes it just because they're a pop contemporary sort of band.
And listen, don't forget about 98 Degrees, This Gift.
Of course, right? How could we forget that? So, look for that Friday on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, we always try to give you setting the bar stories, which sets the bar for your day very low. So at least you have a standard for which you can achieve greatness today.
Okay.
Look,
I'm a little nervous.
Gifts come in all shapes, sizes, packages, things like that. And you know, for the DIYers, the at-home entrepreneurs, maybe this is a what not to do example. All right.
Okay.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7X. All right, Kelly, if I were to describe what a setting the bar story is, what would you say to that?
It's an example of what not to do. Mm-hmm. We hope this doesn't happen to you. And then you can say that you had a great day no matter what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? Here's the thing. The adult industry doesn't ever take a holiday, right? It just goes and goes and goes and goes.
Okay.
I know this not because of experience, just because, you know, it's everywhere. So this is where the setting the bar story comes in, all right?
Uh-huh.
You can manage to make it through the day without accidentally shooting yourself in the hoo-ha, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so here's the thing. There's always a rule. No deaths on setting the bar. She's okay. All right?
Okay.
She's okay.
Okay. Kids, turn it down. Turn it down, kids.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Trigger warning. Yeah, there's guns involved, and there's also, you know, obviously...
Adultness. There's adultness involved.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. She was just filming a little video for her fans.
Uh-huh.
She's a DIYer, at-home entrepreneur, if you will.
She is an at-home entrepreneur.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Filming a little scene.
Yep.
We don't know what scene it was or what was asked.
Don't know if it was like live or if this was like, you know, I'm going to upload this later.
Yeah, exactly. But all we know is from the report that came in that there was an accidental gunshot wound called to this residence. And
okay. They
found out that happened. So that's not probably very safe to use, you know, handguns in that way.
Right. Yep. That's not their intended use.
No.
That's not the target practice you need.
No.
Nope.
No. So, I mean, we're just going to leave it at that. I mean, hey, look, she was taken to a hospital, discharged. So she's doing okay. But it was quoted as a freak accident. We understand. Sure. But we're here to just tell you, listen, let's make it through the day without doing that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Especially for the The DIYers.
The DIY at-home entrepreneurs.
Right.
Right, who have found a niche and found a way to make some extra holiday cash. Maybe this is not the way to go about it with the handguns and the hoo-haws. So.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. See, you know what? Maybe you were skating through life and you were like, you know what I'm thinking about doing today? Thinking about filming a little video, a little DIY. Maybe choose different instruments.
Yeah, maybe choose a different kind of be an influencer. Is she an influencer?
She is.
Okay.
In that arena.
All right.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing that, then you're doing okay.
All right.
I'm going to stop it there because Kelly's really uncomfortable. All right, that is setting the bar.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, $1,000 shopping spree. Slay all day. All right, that is on the way. Plus, a crown was snatched last night. And a Shawnee grad grabbed it. So we'll tell you what that is all about on the way next.
DJ X.
Man, and congrats, a Shawnee grad, Miss Kentucky L. Smith. Just did something last night.
To all of you, Miss USA 2021 is Kentucky.
There she is.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. She just picked up the 2021 Miss USA crown. L. Smith, congrats. Also a UK grad there. Works for WHAS 11, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's so fun because on Twitter, there is a bunch of her reporter friends mm-hmm. who were watching and put videos of like the watch parties that they were at and the Golden Girls going nuts watching
awesome.
The big announcement on the TV. It's so great. They're all just like rallying behind her. And yeah, we've got you can see all those moments mm-hmm. up at the website, WDJX.com. She also sat down with one of her friends and fellow reporters to kind of talk about how difficult it really has been balancing, you know, a full-time job mm-hmm. and still like competing for something like that because, you know, that's a pretty demanding, pageant. It's a demanding time that she's got to prepare for. Lots of things going on. It's been a big juggling act for her, but it paid off. She looked beautiful. It was amazing. So congratulations.
Yeah. Big congrats. And we can't wait for you to, you know, maybe, make your rounds and come by the radio station. I gotta be honest. Have we spoken to a Miss Kentucky or Miss USA since, I got really drunk and we tried to interview one. Do you remember that?
Was that
a Miss Kentucky or was she Miss USA?
Well, I mean, you know, we're friends with Heather French Henry, who was Miss America, which is a different pipeline of pageants.
Mm-hmm.
But the Miss USA pipeline, you were a little, was that the morning we had margaritas?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we had margaritas. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. A long time ago, we had an interview scheduled with, I want to say it was a Miss Kentucky crown
candidate
holder.
Who was competing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And she had the, either the benefit or the unfortunate scheduling of coming by on National Margarita Day. And this was a day that Brown-Forman
margaritas delivered at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Had brought by a huge pitcher of margaritas that morning. Uh-huh. And I didn't realize when we started at 5:30 that mm-hmm. Kelly wasn't a margarita drinker. And
no,
so it turned out, out that I am. And, by the time her interview rolled around at 9, I couldn't even see straight.
You gave a speech.
Oh, no.
To like our entire air staff, we had everybody coming down from all the other studios, and you stood up on the little stool even, and you were, wow, it was your kind of your Braveheart moment a little bit. But you were just like, guys, it's all about us in this room. I think something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So I guess it's no surprise that I really can't remember her name, but I I can't really remember that poor woman's name who we tried to interview, or we. I just stumbled through, and you took the reins, thankfully. Yeah. So congratulations, bringing it back around to L. Smith. And trust me when we say, when you make the rounds to local media and you come through as Miss USA, let's just make sure it's not on National Margarita Day, okay?
That, I think, is the moral of this story.
Yeah,
sure.
All right. Actually, let's go ahead and make this clear. If anybody wants to come on the show, let's just make sure it's not on National Margarita Day, all right?
Because we don't know the state that Ben's going to be in.
We don't know if I will be a professional broadcaster in the moment. So, anyways.
Tortilla chips aren't that absorbent.
No, they don't soak up the alcohol like I'd like it to.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you can see all those wonderful moments from Miss Kentucky's L. Smith at WDJX.com. Feel good. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So this guy in Florida named Scott came up with a genius way to ward off porch pirates, because unfortunately this time of year, that kind of, you know, situation escalates. A lot of people getting things delivered. He said, I built what I call the Amazon wall on the front porch for packages.
Interesting.
Which is especially important this time of year. He said, my door is really exposed. So I thought, let me help myself and Amazon and UPS and all the deliveries I get to have somewhere to put it where it doesn't tempt people, because people walk by all day long.
Mm.
So it's kind of like this little like box that really fits quite nicely in with this landscape. He even put like a flower box on the edge of it that he put plants, little flowers in.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Aesthetically pleasing, but it just now gives him a little cubby where he can just put the packages right behind that and you can't see it from the street.
Well, would they know to put it there?
I think most of the delivery drivers try to find places like that. Like if there are places where you can kind of hide it. Like we've got kind of a big fat column, and we have a lot of packages that kind of get tucked there.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I guess you can't really put a sign that says, hey, delivery driver, hide the packages here.
Yeah, I was going to say,
so
right?
Nobody finds it.
Yeah. Put packages here. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
But it seems to be working, because I think a lot of his local delivery people figured it out.
Well, and then there's that story of a couple of women who are, quote, reverse porch pirates. That's what they're calling themselves, where they push the Ring doorbell cameras on people's porches once they see packages there, just to hope that they alert the family that there's a package there before someone else gets it.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of people trying to watch out for others. That's good.
Exactly. It's kind of a genius idea. It looks really nice. And again, it might be like if you've got a pretty exposed porch and there's really no place to, you know, tuck deliveries like that, this might be an option of something that you could construct instead of wasn't hard to build. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good deal. Feel good. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
You know, maybe your side hustle is wrapping gifts. Then this time of year is like the Super Bowl for you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is your go time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The only problem with this is, what if your sister knows that this is your side hustle and this is your big season?
And your sister is a prankster?
And your sister wants to prank you. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Enter Robert Hassenpepper and a phone tap on the way. 99.7 DJX. If you're hearing this now, you're probably going to not hear the update in an hour. So I'm telling you just to make sure you go back and listen to the podcast afterwards or sometime later. Because at around 8:30, we did get an update from the bombshell that was going to be dropped over Thanksgiving. And
at his wife's family's house.
Yeah, if you don't remember, like, he and his wife separated for a period of time, and during the separation,
three months, they were on a break.
Yeah, he got with a coworker then got pregnant, and so he was going to let everyone know at his wife's family's house over Thanksgiving, because he wanted to, I guess, lessen the blow. And
he thought, oh, it would be great. They'll all be all there to be supportive.
And we did actually get a response from him. He reached out again via email. After several tries of getting a hold of this guy, he did respond. So
can we say, though, that we 1,000% everybody was on the same page with telling him not to do that?
So either this is going to be a very quick update, or it's going to be not a very quick update. Uh-huh. So again, that's coming up in about an hour. And then, you know, we did get a call back recently. And so I don't know if we need to push Granny till tomorrow. But do you remember the grandma who said, hey, I was going to drop the Thanksgiving bombshell on my family by saying, hey, unplugged Thanksgiving this year. Give me your iPhones. Give me your iPads. No TV. No nothing. We're going
for
back.
Her, we offered suggestions like a compromise, like, hey, at dinner, that sounds great. But then maybe you're a little bit more relaxed about it after dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we try to squeeze her in today, too, or do we push her to tomorrow?
Let's see how it all unfolds.
Oh, okay. All right. Kelly's not going to commit to anything right now.
Priority one is baby bombshell.
All right.
Got to get that in first. Let's see how the rest of it times out.
Okay. So again, in about an hour, we'll have baby bombshell update. Next, in about an hour. Like I said, in about an hour. So you'll have to probably come back for that.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Julia wrote to us. She said, hey guys, my sister Bridget has a gift wrapping service. Gift wrapping, in quotes, service.
Okay.
And this is her Super Bowl.
Of course.
I would love to get her with a phone tap. Got a few ideas. She'll never see it coming. What do you think?
All right, so here's the thing. Robert Hassenpepper, he's got some unique gifts, and he has some specific requirements for how they should be wrapped. Will Bridget go for it? Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Who's calling?
I'm sorry, ma'am. My name is Robert Hassenpepper. I saw your listing on Craigslist that you do gift wrapping. Now, this is Bridget, right?
Yes, that's right.
Wonderful. Well, you see, I got a bunch of Christmas gifts that I need wrapping, and I'm just terrible at it.
No problem. Yeah, most people have problems with gift wrapping, especially if they're odd-sized gifts.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I get it. Well, hey, so how does this all work?
Okay, so you can either deliver the gifts to me, and then you would just come back and pick them up, and they would be wrapped, or I can do it where you are, and then you can either supply the wrapping paper, or I can include that for an extra charge.
All right. Sounds fair. I've got some ideas for how I want these wrapped, using things, you know, other than wrapping paper. You all right with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's super fun. I have people who sometimes like to use cloth, or newspapers are really popular, like the comics page from the newspaper, so it's really colorful.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I have some ideas. Like my brother, he's really into hunting and trapping, real outdoorsy kind of guy. So, you see, I bought him a book, but I want you to wrap it in a pelt.
In a what?
You know, a pelt, like an animal pelt from a beaver. Or an otter or something?
Oh, I mean, I've never done that before, but I guess that I could. Do you have a pelt like that?
Well, no, not at the moment. I'd have to acquire one before you wrap the present. You know, I want the beaver pelt to be fresh.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not sure how I would wrap something in an animal pelt, because, you know, I won't be able to use tape on the fur or anything like that.
Well, I'm sure you could use a ribbon or something. And here's the thing. My sister, she always is in the kitchen and loves baking bread, so I bought her a new rolling pin.
Oh, yes. I can absolutely wrap that. That sounds really nice.
But hear me out here. I want you to wrap the rolling pin in a loaf of bread.
Really?
Well, yeah. See, it's kind of an inside joke. She went to jail a few years ago, and I think she'd get a kick out of this.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. So I just want to be clear here. You want me to get a rolling pin inside a loaf of bread, and then you want me to wrap it?
Yes.
Well, no, not exactly. You see, I want you to kind of smuggle the rolling pin inside the loaf of bread, like I'm trying to smuggle her a rolling pin inside jail.
Oh my God.
Maybe you could put some bows on the outside of the loaf of bread, or... I mean, just think of how surprised people will be when they see this sort of stuff.
Hey, listen, these are really unique ideas, but I'm not sure that I'm the right person to help you with this. Like, I am absolutely all about making stuff look special and unique, but I do a very traditional Christmas gift wrap, I guess.
Well, Bridget, that's not what I heard. I heard you're the woman for the job. Now on to my wife. Here's the thing. She complains about this ratty old pair of undies that I wear around the house. You know, got stains and got holes.
Oh, No. I don't like where this is going at all.
Well, no. Hear me out, Bridget. I'm going to give her some nice jewelry. But see, you're going to wrap the jewelry in the old underwear. You might want to wear rubber gloves for that one.
Okay, hold on. I would like to help you, and I like that you have these fun gift ideas. I'm into it as much as anyone, but I am not going to take a wrapping job where I have to wear gloves because I'm wrapping things in animal skins and your gross old underwear, okay? That's not what I do.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
No. I have to go. I'm sorry. I have to hang up now.
Hang on. At least say hi to everybody before you hang up.
Say hi to who?
Say hi to the people who are listening on 99.7 DJX. Bridget, it's Ben Davis from DJX.
Oh, my gosh. No, you are joking me right now.
No. Oh, my gosh. Your sister, Julia, set it all up. Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. That was so crazy.
But seriously, I mean, can I deliver the pelt to you, and can we get this done?
Oh, no. She was shutting it down at the dirty end word. No. I know this is going. No. No. Stains out.
I mean, to be fair, I've washed it.
Oh, my God.
That's your phone tap.
No.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, if you are single within the sound of my voice, you've already missed cuffing season, I get it. But you should probably listen to what I have to say on the way.
Wait, are you going to use your line? I mean, it feels like this is a time where you could stand up on the stool, kind of like listen. You did when you used to stand up on the bar and say, who's feeling single and sexy?
Which, if I'm honest, that's such a great line because it's not who is single and sexy. It's who's feeling single
exactly.
and sexy.
Exactly. This is an opportunity to use that line.
So who's feeling single and sexy?
Yes.
Listen, coming up, I was with someone recently about being single and living in Louisville. She, to be fair, had moved here from Paducah and was like, I had to get out of Paducah because there was literally nothing for me if you're in Paducah and single and over the age of like 25. So it's like, all right, I get it. And Louisville has a reputation for being horrible if you're single and in Louisville. Yeah,
I can attest to that. You moved here married. You moved here like
yeah.
Married,
I don't see
right,
what you
right?
all are complaining about.
Exactly. Well, okay, so I moved here straight out of college, single, young. Did find a boyfriend for about 4 years. And then after that, it was really difficult to be, yes, over the age of 25, 26 and be single in the state. Like, I did not find my person for a while.
Yeah. So, but at least have comfort knowing that you didn't move to Paducah because apparently
right.
Paducah is worse.
Okay.
Than Louisville. But if you are single and in this city, I've got great news for you.
Who's feeling single and sexy?
And the great news is that Louisville's bad, but it's not the worst. And if you want to go to the best, you're going to have to drive about 2,500 miles away, okay?
Wait a second. Your opening line is Louisville's bad, but it's not the worst.
Exactly.
And that's our good spot.
All right. Yay. So listen, the best city for singles, according to economics, fun and recreation, dating opportunities is Madison, Wisconsin. All right. So that's not so far away, but who wants to move to Wisconsin, right?
Oh, sure.
Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Denver, Colorado, Austin, Texas make up the top five for cities for singles. And so places like nightlife, activities for singles, how much does a one-bedroom apartment cost? I mean,
oh, wow.
Things like that all are a part of this. Louisville ranks 85th. So it's bad, but it's not the worst,
but
all right?
Not the worst. Should we, like, have new marketing slogans that say that, hey, Louisville, welcome to Louisville.
Come
to,
no.
We're bad.
No, listen.
It's not the worst, though.
Come to Louisville. It may be bad if you're single, but it's not the worst.
I think we should. Let's print up some bumper stickers and t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, that could be definitely a marketing slogan. And apparently it is better than Lexington or Cincinnati. Well, no, I take that back. Cincinnati's 25th. All right, I take that back. Cincinnati's 25th, and actually Lexington's 39th. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, Lexington, okay, we didn't meet either one of them.
All right. Lexington and Cincinnati, a little bit better on the list for singles than Louisville, but at least we're better than Indianapolis. So, suck it, Indianapolis.
Yeah?
98th. So, Indianapolis is 98th. Nashville, 66. So, it's a little bit better. But yeah, Louisville, if you're single in Louisville, I know that struggle may be real. And again, I feel for you, even though I was never single in Louisville. I moved here when I was already married. But, you know, here's the thing. I have faith in all of you that you're going to find someone special.
It just might be someone that lives in another town.
And again, that perfect city may just be hundreds of miles away. Up in
frosty. You might
frosty
have to be willing to expand maybe the radius on the online dating app of how far you're willing to go
right,
for a date.
Right. In Tinder, you may have to broaden your search radius to like
the entire country. Like, how about we just open it up to the entire country?
600 miles. And if you're willing to go 600 miles for love, you might be able to find that in Madison. But
we're saying is it's possible.
But exactly. Possibility City here in Louisville. Uh-huh. It's not the worst.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the best.
It's not good.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Want to get to a little bit of sports? Just a little bit, because when you just need a little bit of sports, you come to the little bit of sports authority, Ben and Kelly.
Are we the little bit of sports authority now?
No, I mean, we're the sports authority.
Oh, okay.
But when we just need a little bit of sports.
Just a little touch of sports.
Louisville has felt the sting of a head college football coach saying, no, I'm good. Never leaving.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle
and
of the night.
Bye, fam.
See ya. Atlanta Falcons came calling. That was Petrino first time around. So, man, so the college football coaching world is wild. Just real quick, Lincoln Riley, he's the Oklahoma Sooners head football coach, or was, and then before their bowl game was like, peace out, I'm going to take the USC coaching job. And then many of you know Brian Kelly because he was at UC, University of Cincinnati, for a long time, and then every single job he's ever had. Peaced out in the middle of the night. And Kelly, this is close to your home, Northern Indiana, because he sent his players a text message that said, hey, y'all, sorry that you're hearing this news this way.
Oh, wow.
But I'm headed to LSU.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like the whole breaking up with your boyfriend or girlfriend via text message.
That's so savage.
That's what Brian Kelly did and sent to his Notre Dame players at 7 o'clock in the morning, apparently.
Holy cow.
No, I'm sorry. At 10 o'clock last night, he sent that to his players. And it just was like, first, let me apologize for the late night text. More importantly, for not being able to share the news with you in person.
And let me apologize for peacing out on you.
I know. But I'm going to be leaving Notre Dame. So, wow. Yeah, a little bit of coaching drama that always pops up this time of year in the college football world. So,
I mean, I thought radio was kind of cruel when people kind of like just get fired in our industry. They just kind of disappear on the radio. But, man, when college coaches decide to leave, dang it.
I know. They are like, hey, no, everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's not good. I'm leaving. Bye.
So savage. Dang.
I know. The breakup text. When you're the coach and you got to send the breakup text to your own players, that is next level.
Oh, man.
So prayers for all the Golden Domers fans because we, you know, I mean, heck, you had an Irish head coach there for a while, so. That was like the perfect.
While we're on the little touch of sportsy sports, I mean, you weren't here yesterday to kind of recap the U of L UK game. Do we want to? I just need to do a wellness check. Wellness check on our Cards fans.
Listen, Cards fans haven't tasted the sweet taste of victory in the Governor's Cup in several years. For a while, it was nothing but Cards. There was a period about 10 years ago where UK couldn't buy a win in that series. And since then, it has been a rough go, okay? Listen, when you've got your quarterback leapfrogging us like Lamar Jackson...
I mean, wow.
He
established residence in the U of L end zone, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So he did. Thanks. We can end this segment on a high note.
I just wanted to do a wellness check.
Thank you.
I care.
I appreciate you.
This is a show that cares.
All right, right.
Wellness check.
Thank you. Next, we finally have an update for you on the bombshell that was going to be dropped. Like, he reached out to us and said, hey, is this a good idea? Should I let my wife and her family know at their house that I, while on a break, I fathered a kid with my coworkers? Should I
and
do
we
that?
We all said no!
Yeah, everybody was like, no, that's not a good idea, man. And say, his rationale was like, yeah, I mean, but it's good. There's going to be support.
Yeah, everyone's going to be there to you know, comfort and support us. And he wants to be able to bring the child into the family with love.
Now, out the gate, I'm just going to tell you right now, first sentence in our update is, things did not go well for me.
Oh, no. He did not abort mission.
He did not.
Oh, wow. He went ahead with it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So last week we got a message from a listener who wanted our advice. He wanted to know, hey, has anyone done anything similar to this and it worked out for them? His issue was his wife and he had separated for several months. And during that break, he accidentally fathered a kid, or at least got a co-worker pregnant, I should say.
You say that like he like tripped on a sidewalk and fell.
Well, she was there to catch him. And so anyway, so he was wondering, hey, I'm thinking because her family is all going to be there and there's going to be a lot of support and, you know, things couldn't possibly go wrong for me to tell her in that moment at his in-laws. So we all said no.
Listen, there was no mistake that we told him, do not reveal this news in this way at this place and time. No, 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 sir.
So the update, Kelly?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. He says, it did not go well for me. My wife was devastated. She said that the time we separated was for us to get some space to clear our heads and to get clarity on our marriage, not to mess around with other people.
I think we all could have said that.
I feel like that was implied. She believes I violated the terms of what a separation is supposed to be. Yes, he did. Her parents had her back. I was kicked out of their house.
Right.
My wife and kids are still at their house and don't plan on coming back till at least the holidays are over.
Oh.
This next month is going to suck. I'm obsessing on what I can do now to fix this. What would you do?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
He's at... Okay. Well, you didn't take our advice the first time.
Yeah.
I don't have any confidence that you're going to take our advice the second time.
No. And honestly, you're at the point... And we kind of... This was one of the suggestions before. We suggested that this needs to be revealed to your wife privately, maybe in the presence of a therapist.
Wow.
And I feel like a therapist now is really the only one that can step in and get to the bottom of how your wife is really feeling if this is something that she feels like she can get past. I mean, having an affair is one thing, but now we have a baby that's always going to be there. So... Like, is she going to be able to navigate a life with you in your marriage, knowing that there is now another child involved?
Yeah, Courtney posts, well, Santa is going to give you coal and divorce papers for Christmas.
Yeah.
What was done was done. Now, how you handled it afterward is really the fault of you and not for lack of us all telling you that this is what would happen.
I'm just trying to rack my brain about what sort of grandiose gesture, anything that he could do to not only, I mean, you have to win back the trust of your wife, but then her family.
Right.
You violated the contract of your marriage, yes. And now everybody, you're public enemy number one in her family.
So you are the woman scorned, Kelly.
Yeah.
Is there anything he could do other than just give it time to make it up in your eyes?
Yeah, immediately no. That is going to take the longest process. Really, the only people that know if there is a chance are him and his wife.
Right.
There are so many other factors that go into their history together as a couple, the dynamic of their marriage, what led to them separating to begin with. That's probably still a factor. So,
well, and this isn't certainly going to help it.
Oh, no. Yeah. And a lot of people pointed out, too. I think we know now why they separated to begin with.
Man. Okay. Well, you know, communication is going to be key, and a lot of people are also saying that. And
therapy.
Yeah, therapy probably at this point is where you're going to need to go. But I'm going to say, go ahead, you know, keep us updated on your progression. And we hope the best for your family.
Yes, we hope for the best for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Including the baby-to-be from your coworker.
Exactly, because coworker wanted them to leave the family for her.
That may be a possibility at this point.
Maybe.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I think we can all agree that there is, especially for those who have kids, there is no greater feeling of accomplishment than watching your kids succeed at something. Like when I was in high school and grade school going through sports and things, I was always just a mediocre, like athlete. I was okay. Like I wasn't great, but I wasn't bad, you know? I know Kelly, I know you were, you had an athletic family. You were pretty good. Your sister was really good. So
yeah, my sister played college soccer. I played all the sports and, I was one of the youngest on varsity and all the things.
Yeah. So, you know, when I got an opportunity then to see, you know, over the weekend, my daughters all are competitive Irish dancers. And so we competed up in Chicago. And they did. I just drove them. but they, you know, it's a huge regional competition. You know, several thousand Irish dancers come from across the region in. And my oldest two, they've been doing this since they were young. This may have very well been their last like regional competition like this, because, you know, next year at this time, they may be in college and they may be going and doing their own thing, and that chapter of their life may be closed, which in and of itself is kind of like tough to think about. You know, as a parent, you know, I'm sitting there going, man, is this the last time I'm going to see them do this? Like, you know, get their dresses on and compete in this arena. And you know, I'm happy to say that they both, it's so wild because the two of them, Isabel and Sophia, have competed for so long against each other because they're the same age and they're in the same comp, you know?
And they handled that dynamic so well because obviously one is going to place better than the other.
Yeah.
And they have been so amazing at supporting each other despite that dynamic.
Yeah, for sure. And they both came in eighth and ninth consecutively, which is amazing.
Wow.
that they literally were next to each other on what could have been their finale. Who knows? So I was super
proud. What a way to close a chapter.
Yeah, I was super proud to see them. And it was kind of fun because, like, watching them backstage, because the way they announce Irish Dance Awards is the longer you wait for your number to be called, the better you do. And so, you know, they got to a point and, you know, you saw them backstage and they just gave each other a little fist bump because they kind of knew that they were going to be the next ones called. Yeah, exactly. So that was a pretty cool moment as a parent to see and witness. And then, you know, my youngest, she has seen a lot of success in this, you know, sport. And you know, I think thanks in part to watching and being indoctrinated into this from birth, you know. But she came back and she won again. And so she literally was the regional champion of this region for the fourth time in a row.
I was going to say, how many times has she's been national champion several times? She's regional champion four times? My goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So she's been very successful. And, you know, after having a rocky first round, one where, you know, that anxiety that I've talked about on the show a couple times where, mm-hmm. you know, she's battled that anxiety, kind of crept back in. And then, you know.
And as a parent, you feel anxiety.
I know.
That anxiety is different than when you were the one mm-hmm. participating, competing, playing, performing. And it's like, I feel that too. Like anytime my son is on the basketball court, I yeah. want to throw up.
Yes, I know. And that's a feeling that I never knew before, you know, having kids is
yeah.
The nerves that you feel watching them is probably more than, and my daughter Isabella said this while we were watching her. She was like, I get more nervous and anxious getting ready to watch Zoe compete than I do 100%. Competing. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's completely different. It's a different set of anxiety. And then when Ava was a flyer in cheerleading and, yeah. and just watching her like get up and yeah, it was just, oh, I want to throw up every time.
I know.
But in a good way.
So watching those, I mean, and again, as a parent, you know, I think, you know, you then get to experience watching your kids, you know, compete or what in whatever it is, you know, whether it's art or whether it's sports or whether it's cheerleading or whether it's whatever, mm-hmm. you know, watching them compete and then excel at something that they love to do, I think is super gratifying. So,
Well, it's so great that they got to kind of maybe put a cap on that part of their life in such a great way together, mm-hmm. side by side. What an awesome way to wrap it up.
Yep. And yeah, congrats to everybody who competed. And shout out to Irish Dance School, McClanahan School of Irish Dance. You know, they've been a part of that for their entire career. So great job.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, opportunity for you to get $1,000. To spend.
I mean, how amazing would that be? We're going to throw you in a limo, too, and you get to just tell them where you want to go.
Yep. Jeeves, take me this place. Take me this place. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
just
call them Jeeves. We don't know their name. Yeah, but just call them Jeeves.
So, yeah, Slay All Day, opportunity to get in on that. Coming up next. Guys, if you missed anything from the show, you got to catch up on the podcast. We got an update from the guy who wanted to drop the bomb on his in-laws that he got a coworker pregnant while he and his wife were on a break.
Can I just tell you the overwhelming common sentence that's thrown out in all the comments on Facebook?
Mm.
For the record, we told you not to do that.
If that gives you any indication of where this is headed, yeah, catch up on the podcast there at WDJX.com. Click listen. All right. Anything else from you, Kelly?
No, that's it. Okay, bye.